Blog Talk Radio.
For bringing me into tonight's broadcast, Brother Sear. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. And it looks like we have more people wanting to hear the word of Yahweh. 162,525 listeners came to hear that word. And you know what? I always say that's a good thing. Because the more people that come to hear this word, the more we know, this word has touched another one. We try to pass this word out where it can be understood by most. And that lets us know that a teacher can't learn from his students. We have a lot of students that want to learn the word of Yahuwah. But a teacher having knowledge, he generally gains more experience by teaching. Also, a student can do the same thing, possibly learning from a good teacher to learn and teach the word of Yahuwah or anything else themselves one day. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we know that we all came here for one reason. We came to hear things that most of us can hear. And generally, we do understand. But some listening never can. But Yahuwah's ministry reaches out to make all this misunderstanding very possible. We all came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And we are seeing that it's the misinformed that can do none of these things, picking up words from other Bibles, other teachers. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught from the King James Bible make all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware during these times that by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we often speak, we're given the knowledge to know we have those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and constantly using overly loud bump-the-gums contests for their righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures we read as verbal weapons. Maybe they forgot about what Yahuwah hates. I mentioned this a couple of days ago. Six things doeth Yahuwah hate. Seventh are abomination. This is mentioned in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And it says, 16, these six things doeth Yahuwah hate. Yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be running swift into running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that discord among his brothers. I can imagine that we've all seen each one of these take its part. But in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, he says, and every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Therefore ye have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. This is why you have so much confusion with the word. We have Satan and his followers out there trying to pull you over into another word or to convert it meaning of the Bible in his version. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teachings, and Christianity. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, we keep hearing, how can you guys get this much out of this one book, speaking of Yahuwah's word? Well, it comes from learning how to connect the books. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, and much more we get from this one book. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. You have to look no further. You have found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But now we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Hey, that's today. We're in the top part of Sabbath now. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, you will see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse number 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Generally, most of the time when I mention this, I always remind you that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It would help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. That calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture, what they are, when they begin, and when they end, so it's no confusion. For the live program, this is a feature we have that's available during our live broadcast time. Just open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button. As soon as that appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also are using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or even related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we also have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs, we can have that available for you by calling that number. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words on any search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Just choose the program that you are late logging in or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another good note. During the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting our program live on Paltalk. Paltalk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You will find this was a Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. But if our teaching on Blood Talk ends before time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Y'all, I'll be with you all. But remember, I've said many times before, it should be set in your minds. When keeping the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. Have big ears, little mouth. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory that is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Don't be like what it tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. See what that says to that matter. 13 says, he or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her. And that's the truth. You got to let the people that know finish speaking. Don't try to speak ahead of them. That's kind of blocking your learning, especially Yahuwah. You'll find out that today is another day, just like any other. Nothing has changed, except the number of people that come to our program to listen to Yahuwah's word. And that's a good thing, because we always have people that come to commend it and add on to it. But unfortunately, we have some that come just to cast the same words we listen to behind their backs. That's right. Unfortunate, but it happens. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners, along with the page flippers, to look like they're paying attention, but they're completely lost when they're called to speak. You're clearly forgetting we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And if you think about it, that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, and that's going to be past Yahuwah's creation. Now, that's what you call impossible. And let's see what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible so you can remember. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our See Israel. And I would suggest keep your Bibles open so we can proceed to find out what all of our Yahuwah possibilities can be. Pass our program over now and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Elder, that's excellent. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Kind of spread the books out, but we'll kind of see if we take care of Yahuwah's business, and we live at Camp 1. Remember, all the other locations open, too, so... So remember one thing, see, right, we aim to break down the mysteries in this Bible and tell you exactly what is the keys of understanding this thing. It's got to be keys understanding this Bible. And we're going to have to find out and let you know that this thing ain't about you bringing your resume in. It's keys of understanding we must know. So, we're going to work with the panel for the Fox KL. They lit, the curtain hair went up, so together going to work with who's on curtain. But we're going to come inside the camp with Mother D of Israel, and we're going to see if we can get something going on. We just play it the way he give it to us. So Mother D of Israel, we're going to open up with some Luke chapter 12. Verse 12, Mother D of Israel. And we're going to go with the flow. Now I know the panel is ready to go. The box tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. So a lot of people, like the elder keep saying, how do you get so much out of one book? Well, your understanding will increase once you understand the rules and regulations that you can read. So Mother D of Israel, look right down at that Bible where it talks about in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get that thing. Get a little microphone. We open up right there. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother D of Israel, live at Camp 1. Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And that is the truth. The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour. The Mother Dear Israel, we're going to swing to 2nd Ezra chapter 16, and we're going to show a few things along the way that we must know. Especially those, understand one thing. Hold that point. Read Romans 4:17 to get warmed up. What it says in Romans 4:17? Romans chapter 4, make it 16 and 17.
Romans chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
Yes, 16 and 17.
Verse 16. Therefore, it is of the covenant that it might be by mercy to the end the promise might be sure to all.
Well, I tell you what, once you read the way you see it, because there might be a little education in there, just read it exactly the way you see it, because we got new memos coming in, and a lot of people don't know what book are you reading out of, and why we can't obtain the information to say it. So if we just basically read it exactly the way we see it, then we can properly, Yahweh will give them the increase, that they'd be able to follow along. So just we're gonna use the real name, but read all of attributes exactly the way it is, and we'll go from there.
Romans chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
Yeah.
Verse 16 reads.
What do you read?
Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Abraham is the father of us all. Go ahead.
17.
What's that?
As it is written.
So what's written?
I have made you a father of many nations.
I have made you a father of many nations. Go ahead.
Before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
So Yahweh called things as though they what word you say again? The verse 17, what you say again you do?
Okay. Okay, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations.
I have made you a father of many nations. Go ahead.
Before him whom he believed.
Again, about the one that believes. Go ahead.
Even Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
So Yahweh calls things in advance. So Yahweh, he calls things in advance. That's one of the greatest mysteries. Yahweh calls things in advance. And back up to the 46th chapter, verse 9 and 10 there, Moses of Israel. So Yahweh calls things in advance. So we're talking about the school to come. The school will have 12 rooms, and it will be 12 teachers in there, and also will be 12 to monitor the teachers that's behind it. So we're talking about 24 people off the top. 12 teachers and one teaching. Got to have somebody to back them up. We'll be sitting there right there in the room. So a lot of work we got to be doing, but you got to call this in advance, and Yahweh, and he'll show you the signs to look for. So a lot of people are going to know, how do we get so much out of one book? We're going to show you how we get so much out of one book that we can read. Let's back up. Did I say I'm going to read you?
You just say 46.
46, make it 9 and 10 of Isaiah. 46, verse 9 and 10. 46, verse 9 and 10.
Isaiah chapter 46.
Verse 9 and
verse 9
10.
And 10 read.
Discuss.
Remember the former things of old.
He's remembering the former things of old now.
For I am Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
And there is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times. The things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Okay, say again.
Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, remember the former things of old.
Yes.
For I am Yahuwah,
okay.
And there is none else.
Right.
I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning,
uh-huh.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done,
uh-huh.
Saying,
what?
My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures.
Right. So his counsel going to stand. And he's going to get his pleasure done. And that's why it's very clear that we have to remember our people don't know who they are. But they don't know the rules to get them to where they are to be able to not only teach it, but live it and understand it. So let's go to Second Ezra chapter 16, verse 76. Mother dear Israel, while everybody in class getting ready to pitch in a minute.
16. Verse 76.
Yeah, 76.
Second Ezra chapter 16.
Verse 76. Yeah,
Mama. And it
reads. What it
reads. And the God of them who kept my Torah instructions.
No. Say it a little bit louder. Bring it up.
Second Ezra 16, verse 76.
What did it say?
And the God of them who keep my Torah instructions.
So the God of them that keep my Torah instructions. Go ahead.
And precepts.
And precepts.
Said, Yahuwah, let not your sins weigh you down.
So he says the key to understanding his words and the guide to is those that keep Yahuwah's precepts. The key of understanding Yahuwah's word is those that keep the precepts. That is the key. They're understanding Yahuwah's word. So sometimes you wonder why we've been going to so much. The key is understanding Yahuwah's precepts. For instruction. You gotta understand the precepts. You gotta know the breakdown for Yahuwah to intervene. You must understand the precepts. Let's see if we run to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, and A, B, or Phoebe, look at Nehemiah 1, 6 down to verse 9. Backed up with Mother E in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 12 down to verse 14. And Mother Z had me St. John 15:10 waiting on it. Let's take a look at a few things. Once we clear and take a little look at things, maybe we can figure out exactly what is requirement to be part of the leadership of Voices of Jewish Life. It's some things that you got to know. It's not about, well, I got a degree. Well, okay, well, you don't have a degree from Voices of Jewish Life. It's a whole different ballgame. We'll show you soundly after we hear from Sister A.B. Ophelia in Nehemiah chapter 1, 6 down to verse 9. back up with Mother Eve in Nehemiah chapter 9, 12 through 14. And Mother Z held me St. John 15, 10. Come on.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 9. Verse 6. Let your ear now be attentive, and thy eyes open, that you may hear the prayers of your Yahuwah, of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my father's family have sinned. Verse 7. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the Torah instruction, nor the statutes, nor the judgment, which you have commanded your servant Moses. Verse 8. Remember, I beseech you, the world that you commanded up your children, your servant Moses, saying, if you transgress sin, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Verse 9. If you turn unto me and keep my Torah instructions and do them, Thou they were of you cast it out into out of the uttermost parts of the heavens. Yet will I gather them from hence, and I will bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there.
All right. Come on, Mother Eve.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
Okay.
you will keep him in perfect peace.
Yes.
Whose mind is stayed on you.
Uh-huh.
Because he trusted in you.
Right. So he gonna keep you in perfect peace, but it's something you got to do to receive the grace, a number of ticking clocks. You gotta do what?
Keep your mind stayed on him.
You gotta keep your mind on him.
Yes.
You can't come in and bring in what where you've been and what you think and what's been going on. No. When the Sabbath day kick in, hold all that up and just keep your mind on him and what he say he'll do. What did he say he'll do again? Amen?
Perfect peace.
He'll keep you what kind of peace?
Perfect peace.
What that mean by being in perfect peace in 19 verse 7? So say be a peace. What that mean by being in perfect peace? What that supposed to mean that you can read in Psalms 19 verse 7? How you'll be in perfect peace? What are you doing to be in perfect peace? Psalms 19 verse 7.
Psalms chapter 19 verse 7.
Listen, God.
Which is the
Psalms 19 verse 7.
The Torah instructions.
No, call your verse out.
Psalms 19 verse 7.
Verse 6.
The Torah instructions of Yahweh is perfect.
Oh, the first five books of Yahweh is perfect. Go ahead.
Converting the soul.
And what will it do for you?
Converting the soul.
It'll convert the soul.
Yes.
It'll convert you. If you keep the Torah instruction, it will do what to you?
Convert you.
It will convert you. Go ahead.
The testimony, the covenant of Yahweh is sure.
And it's sure.
Making wise the simple.
And it'll make the wise what kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
All the wise that shall come from another way. When you put some book on them, they'll be what?
Simple.
Simple. Because they're going to come from another way, and they're going to be simple. And all we're going to do is put the book on them. Mother Z, what does it say in 15 verse 10? What does it say?
Verse 10.
What does it
say? If he keep my Torah instruction.
He said, now, if you keep the Torah instruction.
He shall abide in my love.
And then you in my love. So if you want to be in Yahweh's love, what we got to do?
Keep the Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
Even as I have kept my father's Torah instruction.
He said, I kept my father's Torah instruction. Now let's preach up that what he mean by, and what that mean by he kept his father's Torah instruction, mother, a day of Israel, we can read. Let's run through the 15th chapter of the book. Let's see what that mean that we can read. Let's go to St. John chapter 15. What that mean by I kept my father's? Why did he keep his father's Torah instruction? What can we read? That he kept his father's Torah instruction that we can read. We're going to see what we can read. He said, what it is with me, I kept my father's Torah instruction. Okay. Let's see why did he do so on what we can read. Let's run to the 14th chapter of St. John. Mother G.F. Israel, look right down. And verse number 20, read verse 27 just make it sound good. 27 and 28. Let's see if we make it sound good and look good.
St. John chapter 14, verse 27 and 28.
And they be a people have me, Wills of Solomon 6, 18, waiting on me.
St. John chapter 14, verse 27, read. Peace I leave with you.
Yeah.
My peace I give unto you.
Uh-huh.
Not as the world giveth.
Uh-huh.
Giveth I unto you.
But wait a minute. We just found out how you get peace is doing what again? Who can recall what was this great peace was about when we read 26 verse 3? What was this great peace I leave you? You remember, did anybody in class recall that great peace that I got for you that was written in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah? What was that great peace? Yeah, what was it? How do you get it? You can't even recall what we read? We read in 26 3 how you get this perfect peace. We read how you get it. No, what do it say? What did it say? Don't just say anything.
It says,
how do we get this perfect peace?
Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you.
Oh, so we got to make sure our mind is on who? Then what would he do? There you go. Now you're reading it right now. So now, with that verse, with the understanding that peace is if you got your mind on him. But if you got something else on your mind, you're not going to be in perfect peace. You'll be all over the place. See, and y'all are going to recognize that spirit. But he's telling you right now the keys, when it comes down to Saturday, how your mind supposed to be on. And when you say your mind will be on? Keep your mind on him. And he will keep you in perfect peace. Is that what we're reading? All right, come on back, Mother. See, one thing about it, see, sooner or later, we got to be in a position where the school pops up. Although we probably have stopped being teachers ourselves in the classes, but we got to have teachers coming up, and we have to always be in the room to monitor to make sure they sprouting up the right way.
Right.
That's why we have to make sure we show them it's in the letter, but you got to have the spirit of the letter. You got to know how to bring this stuff out to make the ones that's coming after us grow the proper way, and that's through Torah instruction, information, with the right spirit. Now, what we read?
St. John 14, verses 27 and 28.
What does it say?
Verse 27.
Right.
Peace I leave with you.
Okay.
My peace I gave unto you.
Right.
Not as the world giveth.
He said, I'm not giving you the peace according to the world.
Yeah.
See, otherwise, we need want the world's peace. The world's peace will have you all over the place. Go ahead and read.
Gave unto you. The world giveth. The world giveth. Gave unto you. Let not your mind be troubled.
Right.
Neither let it be afraid.
And don't let your mind be afraid. For that point. I'm going to get some preach up out of that. Don't let your mind be what?
Afraid.
Now, class. Now, you listen to a teacher talking and a student is reading and you in the back. What do you want them to say behind that? That means to really enlighten the young ones that's learning from that teacher and you monitoring them. You say, don't let your what be what? Don't what?
Neither be afraid.
Okay, now what is the precept of that? Because if we're afraid of what we're doing, what can we precept that to see what we're doing and what's going on in class? And like you said to the one teaching, it's not what you read, it's what you didn't tie in with to really bring out that. So we have to know how to tie that in. What you mean by don't be afraid? What that means that we can read. See? Now, this is where we gotta come in at. This can't be another ministry, another school that's opened up, got schools everywhere. We just violate all over the place. So what can we read about don't be afraid? What that mean that we can read? Let's run to ABLP, let's run to 1 Timothy to get warmed up first. We're going to 1 Timothy. And we'll see if we get warmed up around by verse number 5. We'll see if we get warmed up a little bit. 1 Timothy 1, verse 5, get warmed up.
1 Timothy.
1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Yeah, they raise your voice up. 1 Timothy, what are you reading? 1 what?
1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 5.
Hmm. 1 Timothy 1, 5. Read 1, 5 through 7. You get warmed up, you're going to put your load to Mother E. Have me of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Matter of fact, 6 down to verse 9. Yeah, 1, 6 down to verse 9. After ABLP to come up out of what she on.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 and 7.
Right.
Verse 5. Now the end of the Torah instructions is charity out of a pure mind and of good conscience.
Well, there's no end of Torah instructions. Just read the way you see it.
Okay.
Because we got to tie that in.
Okay.
See, we read the way it is because we're not right now. We're doing some teaching for the teachers to come.
Okay.
So we got to let them get on out there, then break it down. Where you see it, break it.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 through 7, verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity.
So you're right.
Out of a pure mind, a pure heart.
Yep.
Okay.
Remind, right. Okay.
And of a good conscience.
Right.
And of faith Verse 6, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jingles.
So you got a lot of them now have turned to vain jingles. Otherwise they would no longer be what's written in 5:37. What it said in Matthew 5:37. See, this is what's called vain jingles. Here go read. So you got to watch that to be able to monitor vain jingles. Let's see the definition of vain jangling, Mother Dear of Israel in 5:37 Matthew. What's the definition of vain jangling?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
Uh-huh.
But may your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay.
Okay, listen.
For whatsoever is more than these comments of evil.
Yeah. So when you're teaching a class, are you hearing somebody in a class? If a person do not understand something, they supposed to only do what if they don't understand?
Yay, yay, and nay, nay.
Yay, yay, I understand, or nay, nay, I don't.
Yeah.
Then you go another way with them. Anything besides that, well, I was taught this and all, what that take you to again?
Evil.
That's evil. That's called vain jangling. And that's what you don't want in a classroom is what kind of way? Vain jangling, which is evil. But when it gets past yay, yay, I understand what you're saying, or nay, nay, I don't understand, that now you know you're working with something. But then you got some that's always going to be having a mindset of Mother Z. Let's go to 20 chapter, pick up verse 1 of Ezekiel. So you got some going to be like this, 20 verse 1. Make it a 14 chapter of Ezekiel 1. Chapter 14 verse 1. Mother Z, we're going to 14 verse 1. Because see, you have to be able to watch all this thing. If you want to help the youth to come, you will have to have equipped with all the information you need. You got to recognize when the person wants to get something, or they only there for a debate. I'm waiting to catch you in something. You know, in Denver County, you got to wean them out, because you will stop the growth of those that's trying to learn something. That's why you come there, you got to be ready to rap on the table. You got to be a yay, yay, or a nay, nay. Anything past that is evil. We got too many years and too much time in this that we can get you where you got to go, that you got to get your mind right. On a yay, yay, or a nay, nay. Now, well, but I think, well, now, but you think you butt out that door. Go on down the road a piece, because it ain't going to work. Let's see what it says in the 14th chapter. Mother Z, Ezekiel 14. Okay, because you got to watch this right here. What?
Verse 1.
What? Right. Yeah.
And the word of the Yahweh came unto me saying.
What do you say? Now, the elders that came in, they kept the class. They were at the temple site in Grand Stop. They were there. But then now the word of Yahweh came to the seer. And what do you say in verse 3?
Verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up the false idols
They on something already, and all been outside, probably smoking a little bowl of weed or whatever. They already got their mind already set. Now they're going to come in, and then they're going to get on with the steer down the road. You know what that means? Hold that point. Hold that point right there. A, B, or P, 26, 1, 2, and 3.
I just got a question. Is that like vein jangling?
Yeah, well, you can say that's vein jangling.
Okay.
Because bottom line is, we're trying to show you what you're going to run and cross. What you're going to run across. Especially when you got to be an overseer of a class and a teacher that's teaching. Because our job is to get their mind right. How you get their mind right and you got somebody in there, all he want to do is be heard and be seen. You got to recognize, hey, listen, young man, young lady, you don't got past 5:37. In this class, you come in each class, you got to have a yay-yay. And a nay-nay. And not only that, most of Israel, you got to be a Matthew's, make it Luke 18, verse 3. You got to have a little 18, verse 3 in you. Well, make it Matthew 18, verse 3. You got to have your little Matthew 18, verse 3 working with you. What it says in Matthew 18, verse 3?
Okay. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3.
Yeah, what it
say? And it says, truly I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as the little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You say you ain't got nothing coming until you get your mind up straight. We here prepared to show you what thus says Yahweh and all the misunderstanding we've been taught all our life, the God about the degrees you got. But if you don't have the mindset of a little child to learn, And and the book on Hebrews 5, 12 through 14, let's talk about it. Hebrews chapter 5, 12 down to verse 14. So we got to be clear how to be prepared on what to come. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know how it's going to happen? Pull that part. Mother E. Read 33, 31 down to verse 33, Ezekiel. Let me show you why I know it's going to happen. Ezekiel 33, 31 down to verse 33. Let me show you why I know it's going to happen. Mother E, Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel verse 31. What does it say? Raise your voice up there, Mother.
Ezekiel, chapter
33,
verse 31 to 33.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 31,
read. What did it read?
They come unto me as the people.
Right, we care about the network on the international side where they come all over. They pack the room all over, 100,000 plus. They no problem about that part, but go ahead.
And they sit before thee.
All they look forward for those children right to come on. They are we ready to hear something? Go ahead.
As my people.
And they come before as you far. That's why the WCC asked the question. How many of you think it's pro you? Far as your children right. I don't know. Brett?
As they hear your words.
And they listen to your words. They listen real good to your words.
Yeah. But they will not do this.
But they what?
They will not do
this. But they're not going to do it. But they sure will listen.
Oh,
they're going to hear everything you're saying. Then as soon as you get to talking, they're on the phone calling. You know what he said?
Yeah.
He said, I can't wear pants no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what we're going to say, you ain't paying no mind. Yeah, well, I don't want to tell you if you got on pants, abomination to him.
Yeah.
We don't tell you how to save your life.
That's right.
Because if you sit there and you don't wear the pants, he tell you he don't like it. If we tell you about it, you get mad at me.
Mm.
You mad at me for? Well, look what it says, Mother D of Israel in 28, verse 8 of the book of Jeremiah. What you mad at me for? If I don't do Yahweh's will, I'm going to pay the price. So if I see you out of order, if I don't tell anybody, look what it says in 28, verse 8 of
Jeremiah, chapter 28, verse 8.
Listen good.
the seer that has been before me.
Yeah.
And before you.
And before you too. Go ahead.
Of old.
Of old.
Prophesied both against many countries.
And they prophesied against many countries. That's how they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
They told the things that wasn't right. Go ahead.
And against great kingdoms.
And they talked about great kingdoms.
Oh, yeah. Of war.
Is there going to be war?
Mm-hmm. And of evil.
And it's going to be what?
Of evil.
And that's when you got your opinion and just as Yahweh's word. You don't know it. You've been taught one way because you don't got past the nay-nay or yay-yay, and it's evil.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And a pestilence.
And pestilence called what you call day coma.
Yeah.
That is the pestilence I already told you about. It's called coma. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh made a foul statement about that, mother, D.F. Israel, in the 24th chapter. So he said, so he didn't just stop talking about it way with Jeremiah. He came into the flesh in Matthew 24 and said the same thing. You see, all he done was pull verses. In Matthew 24, Mother D.F. Israel, he made a profound statement in Matthew 24. And we're going to see, and what did he say? What he says that we can read. Matthew 24. And pick it up at verse number 7. Matthew 24, verse 7. Let's see what he says.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 7.
Yeah, what did he say?
For nations shall rise against nations.
That's going on right now.
And kingdoms against kingdoms.
Yes.
And there shall be famine.
There will be what?
Famine.
Now, you know how you know they shut them stores down. And saying you was running trying to eat buying toilet paper a little while ago. You know that?
Right.
Huh? Yeah. So did you go ahead?
And pestilence. And earthquakes. In divers places.
In different places. So you have pestilence. That's cold. Everybody got a mask on. You know, in the 95 people are all up in the jungle. They got a mask on.
Yeah.
Now, what are we walking around with a mask on for? Because they got masks for them. It is all in there. But they don't know. Y'all why I call this thing. Well, you just bring this thing to your head and see what you made of.
Yeah.
Now, that's all that's going on. But he done told you plainly, A.B. Ephesians 54:17 of Isaiah. You made plain, Mother Z. 91 verse 1, Mother E, 29:29 of Deuteronomy. He made it plain. What's going on? Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
What we at?
Say mine again.
Shoot, I forgot what I said. I said that in the spirit. I forgot what I said. Isaiah 54:17. Mother Z, yeah, me, Psalm 91, verse 1. Mother E, have me 29:29, Deuteronomy. What are you talking about? Come on, pop the Bible. Pop the Bible.
You said Isaiah
29.
You said 29:29.
Deuteronomy, 29:29, Deuteronomy. Maybe it's glad you come get some of this old hot, get some of the hot tea in yourself.
You told me not to get it.
It wasn't ready. Okay. I was ready to go.
All right. We on Matthew.
You don't want nothing a little warm,
dude. Isaiah.
Right.
Isaiah 54.
17. What does it say?
Isaiah chapter 54.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yeah, what does it read?
No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.
Oh, so he made it a division. He said the servants of Yahweh is nothing formed against you, but you got to make sure you doing what Yahweh is with.
Right.
ain't nothing gonna happen to you if you're doing my will. That's what he said. But if you ain't doing his will and carrying your his will, you out there like everybody else. What we read next? Who got next? No, oh, come on, Mother Z. Psalm 91, verse 1.
Verse 1.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah. So, the secret place, if you abide from the secret, what is the secret place that we can read? Deuteronomy 29:29. So if you stay in Yahweh's secret place, then he got something for you if you stay in his secret place. Mm-hmm. Now, what is that we can read in Deuteronomy 29:29?
Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto Yahweh. Yeah. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. Whatever that we may do, all these words.
So what is the secret things of Yahweh? The Torah instruction. That is, if you doing the Torah instruction, you is abiding in his secret place by doing the Torah instruction. So that's what he's telling us. That's why we got to examine ourselves. Is we doing what the man tells us to do? Yes, we mean no weapon formed against you will prosper. And I'll be clear what that means. So Yahweh made a statement after we read 15 verse 10 by Mother Z. And read that again to make sure we're back on point. St. John 15:10, Mother Z. Bring that point back out again. We're going to precept that down to Matthew by A. Bill, 19 chapter 16 through 20 of Matthew. See which eye that is. St. John 15, verse 10.
St. John 15, verse 10. If he keeps my Torah instruction, he shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's Torah instruction and abided in his love.
And Moses, did you read that verse in 14? Because he said, something about his father. Did we read that next verse about his father? He made a final statement about his father. Do you recall what he said about his father? I'm talking to Mother Day of Israel.
And
do you recall what he said about his father? He made a final statement in the 14th chapter about his father. He made a final statement.
28.
Okay, what did he say in verse 28?
St. John 14:28.
Mm-hmm.
You have heard how I said unto you,
right.
I go away and come again unto you.
Right.
If you love me,
uh-huh.
You would rejoice.
You would rejoice.
Because I said, I go unto the Father.
I go to the Father.
For my Father is greater than I.
Oh. So otherwise he did his father's will because his father what?
Greater than
him. His father greater than him. Yeah. We got to understand something. When we step up on a platform, we got to remember, we carrying his word. All they got is blood. And I learned this and all, but that's what I'm saying. You and God passed and they nay, and yeah, yeah. So hold that up. Let's get down to this bit. That's the key right there. Now, A.B. or Phoebe, you read me the 19th chapter, verse 20, verse 19, verse 16 to 20. Backed up with Mother, D.F. Israel, and 1 John 2, 3 down to verse 8.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master.
What do you call it?
good master.
What he said, is good master.
What good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
And that we won't know, too. I want to know that, too.
That's right.
What good thing I got to do to have eternal life? I'd like to know that question, too. Go down to that question.
Verse 17, and he said unto him,
what?
Why callest you me good? There is none good but one.
Who is that?
That is Yahweh the Father.
Hey.
But if you will enter into life.
But if you want to talk about this eternal life thing.
Yes.
What?
Keep the Torah instructions.
Keep the Torah instructions.
Yeah.
So if you want to enter in life, mm-hmm. What we got to do?
Keep the Torah instructions.
That's all we got to do. All we got to do is keep the Torah. So we stop it right there. Come on, Mother D. And who got that 1 John 2, 3, down to verse 8? Come on, where's your boss up?
1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 8.
And Mother D had me Leviticus 26, verse 3. 26, verse 33. Leviticus 26, verse 33. And Mother E. We're gonna kick off in Exodus chapter 20, 1 through 17. We'll tie it all in. Back to the A.B. of Phoebe and Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1 and 2. And by the time we get through 27, and his brother Yahdai Israel, we know he'd be ready to go. That's it. He's ready to go.
First John chapter 2, verses 3 to 8, verse 3 reads, and hereby we do know that we know him,
uh-huh.
If we keep his Torah instructions.
So this is how we know him. This is how we know him if we do what?
Keep Torah instructions.
That's how we know him. Go ahead.
Verse 4. He that says, I know him.
He that says, I know him. I got a personal relationship with him.
Right.
Yeah.
And keepeth not his Torah instruction.
And you're not keeping no Torah instruction. What do you got written?
It's a liar.
What?
It's a liar.
Go ahead.
And the truth is not in them.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. But whosoever keepeth his word in him or her,
yes.
Truly is the love of Yahweh perfect.
Yes.
Whereby know we that we are in him.
Okay.
Verse 6. He that says, he abides, he or she abides in him, of themselves also to walk even as he walks.
Oh, you got to walk, you got to walk like he walked?
Yes.
Hold that point. A.B. or Peter, how did he walk? 1 John, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, 22. How did he walk? 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21, 22, how did he walk? So he tell him we got to walk like he walked. What do you mean by that? They got written over there in Genesis, Enoch walked with Yahweh.
Yeah.
What do they mean? Y'all was taking that way? Oh, yeah. Look at Enoch, he walking with Yahweh. That's all you get out of that? What about this walk?
First Peter.
Chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21. Back up, but Mother E. Hold what you got. Hold that 20. I'm going to turn on the brother Yahdai Israel. I'm going to come out another way on that one. Go back to 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, 19 and 20. We're going to get that walk out the way. We're going to get that walk. We see Enoch. Well, you know, Enoch walked with it. Okay. You walk with it. That's all you get out of it? Come on and read.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse
21.
No, you
read what you got.
21 through 22. Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
For even here unto were you called.
Yes.
Because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us.
He suffered for who?
Us.
Great.
Leaving us. An example.
Oh, you leave up an example?
Yes.
What? Go ahead.
That you should follow his steps.
Oh, follow his steps?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 22. Who did no sin.
He don't know what?
No sin.
Uh-huh.
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
Oh, so that's how you gotta walk with him. You gotta do no what?
No guide.
No what?
In his mouth.
No sin.
No sin.
No sin. And no guile in your mouth. So your conversation will be yay, yay, or nay, nay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If that's sin, that's evil.
Yeah.
Mother of Israel.
Thank you.
26.
Mm-hmm.
But the comfort, which is the righteous spirit.
The comforter, which is the righteous minister spirit. What about it?
Whom the Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things.
Good.
And bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
But he said that duty of the righteous minister spirit is to teach you. Bring all things back to your remembrance. We need to be clear about what he's dealing with here, right? Let's look at the book of 2 Peter. The book of 2 Peter, say me and Peter, see you, Roger. See, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 through 13, verse number 15 and 16. So Peter shared a few interesting words. Let's see what was on his agenda. So the righteous minister's spirit duty is to teach you all things, right? To bring all things back to your mind, your memory. Let's see what Peter has to add to the conversation as 1 Peter. It says 2 Peter, chapter 1. But the 2 Peter chapter 1, 10 to 13, 15, and 16. So say me and speak, you'll see you, Roy.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 through 13, and 15, and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh.
2 Peter chapter 1, 10 to 13. 2 Peter. Chapter 1, 10 through 13.
Okay. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13 and 15 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
So whose job is it to make your calling and election sure?
The
brethren. Whose job is that? Whose job is for us to make your calling and election sure? Whose job is that? I mean? Whose job is it to make your calling and election sure? That's your duty, right?
Right.
Hold that point of Mother D. F. Israel. Let's run to the book of Acts right quick. Acts chapter 2, 38 to 40. Okay, Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to 40. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 40.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, 38.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Peter said unto them,
mm-hmm.
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahuwah the Son.
They say you got to repent and be baptized. Let's get a biblical understanding about what he means when he said we got to repent. What? Let's see if we can get an answer to that, Mother. On that point right quick. Come to the book of Psalms, chapter 32. That's what he means, if we can get a clear understanding about what he means by repent. In the book of Psalms 32, verse number 1 through 5, Mother E. Israel, see you right here. Psalms 32. Verse number 1 through 5. What is he trying to get us to understand that, class? What is he trying to get us to understand about this repentance thing? Psalm 32, verse number 1 through 5. Psalm 32. Number
1 through 5. Marie Israel,
see you, Roger. Book of
Psalms,
chapter 32, verses 1 through 5. Yes, ma'am.
Verse
1. Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he whose transgression sin is forgiven.
They say, blessed if your sin is forgiven. Go ahead.
Whose sin is coming.
Whose sin is coming. Verse number 2, come
verse
on. Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man alone unto whom the Yahweh has put his not significant sin,
mm-hmm.
and in whose spirit there is no God.
Verse number three, what do you say? Yes, ma'am.
When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my groaning all the day long. Verse four.
Yes, ma'am.
For day and night they had their hands. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into this drop of summer.
Verse number five, what do you say?
Verse five.
Yes, ma'am.
I acknowledge my sins unto thee.
So you say one thing we got to do is we got to acknowledge, right?
Yeah.
We got to know what we, like you said in the front to us, say, be a female. From the 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. We got to really be about 2 Corinthians 13, 5, Sister A.B. What we got to be diligent about. 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5.
Thank you. 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Examine yourself.
So you say you got to
examine yourself.
Go ahead.
Whether you be in the faith.
Whether you be in the covenant.
In
go
covenant,
ahead.
Prove your own self.
Know
you not your own
self. Know you not your own self. Go ahead.
How Yahweh the Son is in you. Except you be a reprobate.
So whose duty it is to, as Peter said, give diligent heed, right?
Right.
Whose duty is that?
Yourself.
That's each and one of, every one of us, right? Book of Acts chapter 2, Mother Day of Israel, 38 to 40. So you said, did we finish that Psalm 32 verse number?
No.
Let's run back there right quick. Well, let's finish this. They say first thing we got to do is we got to acknowledge, got to examine ourselves, right? We got to know what we're lacking in, right? And the only way we can find that out is looking into the mirror. And the mirror is the word of Yahweh, is that right? Psalm 32, verse 5. Come on, Mother E.
Psalm 32, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
I acknowledge my sins unto thee.
So he said, I acknowledge my sins unto you. Go ahead.
And my sins have I not hid.
But we can't cover it up, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
I said, I will confess my transgressions, my sins unto the Yahweh.
So you know, you got to go over there and visit the Pope and tell him where you come from, right? Is that what you got to do?
Yeah.
You got to sit down and tell your next door neighbor. How sharp he is, you got to confess to them, right?
Right.
It's saying unto Yahweh, right?
Yes.
He said, I will confess by transgression my sin unto Yahweh, go ahead.
And thou forgivest the sin of my sin.
Thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. So Yahweh said he just and faithful. Let's read that in the book of 1 John. That's why we need them, Mother Z. Let's run to 1 John. Let's see if we can pick that up in 1 John chapter 1. Let's see about acknowledging our transgressions. Let's look at that 1 John, what we want here. 1 John chapter, what I'm looking for here, Mother Z. 1 John chapter 1, let's pick it up at verse number 5. Let's read a little bit, 5 through 7. Mother Lee is relative to you. 1 John chapter 1, let's pick it up at verse 5. Let's see what we're working with here. 1 John 1, verse number 5, Mother Lee is relative to you.
1 John chapter 5, verse 1.
1 John chapter 1, verse number 5.
1 John chapter 1, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard from him.
Of him? Go ahead.
Of him. And declared unto you that Yahweh is light.
Yahweh is the Son. is life, right? We get banged at it with St. John 12 or St. John 8, I believe. That's right,
right?
And?
And in him is no darkness at all.
Verse number 6, what do you say?
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that we have fellowship with him.
We are walking neck and neck with Yahweh. Remember, the seer asked the question about Enoch. He said, Enoch walked with Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
So he said, if we say that we have fellowship with him, what about it? And do what?
Fellowship with him,
mm-hmm,
and walk in darkness.
What about it?
We lie.
We do what?
We lie.
Go ahead.
And do not the truth.
Verse number 7, what do you say?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
But if we walk in the light,
mm-hmm,
as Yahweh the Son is in the light,
uh-huh,
we have fellowship one with another.
Great.
And the blood of Yahweh the Son, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Verse 8, what do you say?
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
If we said that we have no sin,
mm-hmm,
we deceive ourselves.
Great.
And the truth is not in us.
So we know we gotta examine ourselves, right? We gotta work out our own salvation, right? Verse 9, come on. If we confess.
St. John 1 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
9.
Mm-hmm.
If we confess our sins,
what about it?
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins,
mm-hmm,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
But if we go to him and we sincere with him, he'll give us pardon, right? Yeah, you gotta let the captive go free, ain't that right? Verse number 10, what do you say?
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
10. Mm-hmm.
If we say that we have not sinned.
So if we think we have not sinned, what about it?
Ooh, we make him a lie,
mm-hmm,
and his word is not in us.
And his word is not in us. He said if we think that we have not sinned. Who can make a statement like that? I know that.
No, not one.
I know that. But let's run back to that Mother D of Israel. So he said he's faithful and just to forgive us. We got to first examine ourselves, right? Got to see what we need to improve, right? And we got to do that by reflecting on the word of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 2, verse 39 and 40, what did he say?
Acts chapter 2, verse 39 and 40.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
For the promise is unto you and to your children.
So this promise, Yahweh ain't made no promises to nobody but you, right?
Yeah.
And we can read that. Right. Israel was the only one he made any kind of promise to.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull that out, Mother D. Let's see where the promise started at. In the book of Hebrews. The word Hebrew. Mother Z is rather senior right. Let's just see if I can put that out in about Hebrews chapter 6. Let me see if I can put it out. Let's take it up at Hebrews 6. And let's look at let's take it up at 13 through 18. Let's see what we're working with, Mother Z is rich. The book of Hebrew, the word for Hebrew, chapter 6. Verse 13 to 18, where did this promise kick off with, Mother Lee?
Made a promise to
Abraham.
But when Yahweh made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself.
Verse 14, what did he say?
Verse 14.
Say what?
Saying, surely, blessing,
I will bless you.
Blessing, I will bless you.
Good.
And multiply, I will multiply you.
Verse 15. Yes, ma'am.
And so after he had
patiently
endured,
he did what?
He obtained the promise.
So Abraham obtained the promise. Verse 16. Come on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For man truly swear by the greater.
We hear that all day, every day. They say the G-O-D guy, right? I swear to God, right? That settled the argument right there, though. Go ahead, read on. Verse 16, come on. Argument is over when you make that statement, right? Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16, for man truly swear by the greater and oath of
hope for confirmation.
Confirmation is to them
at end
of all the
strife. That is the argument, right? Verse 17, what do you say, brother? They made promise to Abram, right? Abraham, right?
Right.
Verse 17, what do you say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein Yahweh willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs.
He wanted to show the who?
Heirs.
Now, I wonder who is that? Who would that be? Who is the heir? How can we identify who these heirs is? How can we break that one down? How can we identify? Because he said he showed to the heirs. Is that what he say? Finish 17. Let's see what he showed to the
heirs. Heirs promised
immutability
of his
confirm
it by an oath.
So he wanted to show to the heirs, right, the immutability of his counsel, of his word. He wanted to show the heirs. Now, how do we break that down to the common denominator? Let's go back to that act, Mother dear. Let's get that out of the way, and we carry on. Acts chapter 2, verse 39 and 40.
Acts chapter 2, verse 39 and 40.
Yes, ma'am.
For the promise is unto you and to your children,
mm-hmm.
and to all that are afar off.
Read.
Even as many as Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call.
Verse number 40, what do you say?
Verse 40.
Uh-huh.
And with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying,
say what?
Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
So the responsibility lies with the individual, right?
Right.
We got to save ourselves, right? We got to put in the work. Think about it, do the work for you, but you, right? Book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 17, mothers read. Let's see if we can run down these heirs right quick. Now, this promise was to the heirs, right? Think back on that 17. Let's read that again. Let's see if we can identify who is the heirs that received the promise, mothers read. Hebrews 6, verse 17. Back to Hebrews. This is the word for Hebrews. 6, verse 17. Then we can make this a little bit clearer here, Mother Z, about the heirs that received the promise.
Hebrew, the book of Hebrew polluted for evil,
mm-hmm.
chapter 6, verse 17 through 18.
17. Just give me 17 right now.
Okay. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein Yahweh willeth
more abundantly to show.
Will it more abundantly?
Abundantly to show unto the heir.
That means he wanted to go above and beyond. That's what it means, abundantly. That's why I wanted to go above and beyond. To show unto the heirs, right? What? book of Deuteronomy, Mother of Israel, 13, verse 18, what did it say? Deuteronomy 13, verse 18, Mother of Israel, see you right. Yes, ma'am.
When they shall,
when thou shalt
hearken to the voice of the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to keep all his Torah instructions.
To keep all his Torah instructions, go ahead.
Which I command you this day.
Go ahead.
To do that which is right in the eyes of the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah.
So that which is right in his eyes is when we keep all his Torah instructions, right? That's what we read. Come back to that Genesis 17. Let's pick it up at verse number 2 through 7. Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Genesis 17, 2 through 7.
Genesis chapter 17, verses 2 to 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly.
Great.
Verse 3. And Abram fell on his face. And Yahuwah talked with him, saying,
and what?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations.
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Verse 5.
Neither
shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations. Have I made you.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will make you exceeding fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make nations of you.
So that word nation, and I got an S on the end of it. That means more than one, right?
Yeah.
When you see S on the end, that means it's more than one. Go ahead, beat up.
And kings shall come out of you.
I got
to
answer it too, right?
Yeah.
Verse 7, what do you say?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be Yahuwah unto thee and to your seed after you.
So we got the promise was made to Abraham. I mean, I brought in another piece of the puzzle, right?
Mm.
He said, and to your seed.
We
read in the book of Hebrews, right? And the promise was to your heirs, right?
Yeah.
Now we get hot, yeah, I believe. Run back to that Hebrews, brother Z. Look at Hebrews 6, verse number 17. Well, he said the promise was made to Abraham. And we find out this covenant agreement was made with Abraham and his seed, right?
Yeah.
So we need to run all that good information down, right? We got to have our ammunition. We got to have it locked and loaded, right?
Yes,
hold that point, Mother Z. Let's say amen, PBS, to you, right? Let's to the book of Jude right quick. The statement in Jude chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. And Jude was... brother of Yahuwah's son, right? The brother James, they came from the same family tree. So what did we know? This is good stock, eh?
Hallelujah, bro.
It's just good stock. And then we told him, he said, hey, don't be ashamed of the stock of your seed. I know I misquoted, but we're going to go and read it if we have time from this. So let's look at Jude. ABC, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Look at Jude chapter 1, 2, and 3. And what did Jude have to share concerning the conversation?
Jude chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Jude, the servant of Yahuwah the Son,
mm-hmm.
the brother of James,
the Brother James, go ahead.
To them that are sanctified by Yahuwah the Father.
We know we become sanctified. How do we get sanctified?
By Yahuwah the Father.
How do we get sanctified? What sanctifies us? What we gonna read that at, Brother Lee? What sanctifies us? The preacher says if he lay hands on you, you get sanctified. Blood of the Holy Spirit. Blood of the Holy Ghost. Ain't that what he say?
Yes.
But how do we become sanctified that we can read?
That we can read.
How do we make that move?
That we can read.
What about St. John 17:17, Brother Lee? How about that St. John 17:17? How do we get sanctified?
That we can read.
Yes, ma'am?
Sanctify them who know the truth. Mm-hmm. That word is
true. So that's plain as can be, right? You don't need no interpretation on that, does it? And you know, they're quick to tell you, well, that's your interpretation.
Oh,
you don't need no interpretation. That's plain as can be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Yahweh's word is. Plain as can be. If you got eyes to see. The book of, let's run back to that Hebrews, Mother of Lee. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17. We're going to dance with this for a minute, Mother of Lee. I need for you to help me out with this. The book of Hebrews. Luteberry, Hebrews 6, verse 17. Hallelujah. go pull that one out. It was delivered to the saints and planted his compete, right? That's what Jude, the brother of Yahweh the Son, says, right? He said, I'm the brother of James, too. I want you to know my pedigree.
Yeah.
And here, all Israel is recognized genealogy, right?
Yeah.
But who are these saints? How can we pull that one out?
That we can read.
Hallelujah. What? How can we pull that these saints out?
That we can read.
What are we looking at there, Mother D.F.? You got it?
For so an entry shall be ministered unto you of
about changing 12, Mother? How about changing
12? There we are, bro.
Yes, ma'am. Revelation 10 through 12, what we're working with. Let's read verse 1. Let's put it on. Let's paint a picture, as the seer would say, right? Revelation 21, verse 1. What do you say?
And
awaken the spirit to a great and high mountain.
Great.
And showed me that great city.
Hold that, brother. Show me that great city. What's the name of that great city? The book of Galatians. Galatians 4:26. What is the name of that great city? Galatians 4, verse 26. To say be a speaking. Let's see how you handle that. Yes, ma'am. Let's see how you handle it. Galatians 4, verse 26. Galatians 4, verse 26.
The book of Exodus. The
We're going to ask you, let's get the 12 names that's going to be on the beat.
Profound statement there in the book of Colossians of Mother E. Israel.
Let's look at the book of Colossians chapter 1. The book of Colossians chapter 1. And let's just get to the crux of the matter.
Yes,
in verse number 21.
And you that were sometimes alienated.
That's just another word for Gentile, yeah, right?
Yeah.
You can say alien, you can say Gentile, you can say nation, you can say people. They all mean the same thing, right? So they were sometimes Gentile. Go ahead. And what?
And enemies in your mind.
It was enemies in your in the pride, right? Go ahead, by what?
By wicked words.
Go ahead, brother.
Yet now has he reconciled.
So Yahweh the Son, because we read that Tali and Zebulun got a spot in the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
We read that. I mean, no mistaking about it. He said it was 12 gates, right? Let's come back to that First Peter. Let's see if I can really get to where they're trying to get to. But I ain't ever got to where I wanted to go because we had to clean up a whole lot of stuff along the way. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, save this people. Pick it up at 12 and 13, 15 and 16. Was that 14 and 15? 15 and 16. 15 and 16, come on. Book of 1 Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 1. Come on, baby.
12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
15
and 16. Yes, ma'am.
Verse
12. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, I will not be negligent. I mean, I got to take care of my portion of this thing, right? I will not be negligent. To do what? But you always. So it's our duty to bring the word of Yahweh to your mind, right? Verse number 12. 2 Peter 1, verse 12, 13, 15, and 16. So Peter says it's his duty to always put you in remembrance. Go ahead.
Of these things,
mm-hmm.
So that you know them, uh-huh. And be established in the present truth.
We find out that the truth is the Torah structures of Yahweh.
Right.
That's what we got to be established in. We got to be doers of the word, not hearers only, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think
it's only right. Is that what he said? I think it's only right. Go ahead.
As long as I am in the tabernacle.
As long as I'm in this body, right? To do what?
To stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
So the duty is to put you, bring this thing back to your remembrance, right?
Right.
Verse 15, what do you say?
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Moreover, I will endure. That you may be able after my
to do what?
Have these things always in remembrance.
So he said to have these things always in remembrance. Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For we have not followed cunningly in deceitful
fables.
Devised fables.
So he said we ain't following no cunningly devised, crafted lies yet. Go ahead.
That's right.
And the things that he accomplished
while he was walking on the planet with us, right?
Yeah.
And one thing that he did, he said that he wanted to bring this to your remembrance.
Yeah.
Now let's see what we got to be diligent about remembrance. In the book of St. John, Mother D. of Israel, the book of St. John chapter 2, let's see, at verse number 22. What is it that he wants us to always have in remembrance? St. John 2, verse number 28. Let me see what I want here now before I get caught all up. St. John 2. And let's look at, let's look at 19 through 22. Let's read into this, mother.
Okay.
St. John 2, 19 through 22. Let's see if we can read into this. What is it that he wants us to be always in remembrance of?
St. John chapter 2. Verse 19 to 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh's son answered and said unto them.
What did he say?
Destroy this temple,
mm-hmm.
and in 3 days I will raise it up again.
So he said, if you destroy this temple.
Yeah.
I know the Pharisees are sly. They look back looking for that big, great temple. Yeah, they missed the boat. Oh, this one, right?
Right.
Verse number 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Then said Yahdak Judah, 40 and 6 years.
Oh, yeah. They focusing in on the building over there, right?
Yes.
You know that's what the Christians do. They keen on the building. Look at that great edifice, right?
Yeah.
What you teaching up in that great edifice? What I want to know.
Yes.
That's what the game is, right? And what you teach.
Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
46 years was this temple and built.
Say.
And will thou rid it up in 3 days?
So they buying it on the other side of town, right?
Yeah.
Y'all want to talk to one thing and they sing you another, right?
Right.
Verse number 21, what do you say?
21.
Alright.
But he spake of the temple of his body.
Go ahead, read on. 22. Yes, ma'am.
And therefore, was raised from the dead.
Now when he was risen from the dead, believe what happened.
Risen from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
His disciples followed. Remember.
You mean this thing came back to their remembrance?
Yeah.
What did they remember, mother?
That he had said this unto them.
Go ahead.
And they believed the scripture.
And what happened?
And the word which
Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 26.
And now he gonna put the metal to the he gonna put the pedal to the metal here. He gonna tell us exactly how we gotta get in order, right? What's with it? Luke chapter 9. Twenty-three through twenty-six. Come on. Let's see what we gotta do with this thing, Mother Lee.
Luke chapter 9:23-26
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And he said to them all.
Said to them all what?
If any man will come after me.
Now he said, if any man or woman gonna follow me, what about it?
Let him or her deny himself.
First thing you gotta do is be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? All that you thought you were working with, you gotta lay it on the curb, right?
Right.
And they say you gotta kick it to the curb. Go ahead and get up.
And take up his
take up his covenant?
Oh, take up his covenant daily.
It ain't on every 9 days type of game, you know. You gotta be on the money. When?
Daily.
Just a daily affair. And do what?
And follow me.
Verse 24, come on.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Well, whosoever will save his or her life.
Well, you know, this is the way I see it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, whosoever will save his or her life, what about it?
Shall lose it.
He said, at the end of that thing, what's gonna happen, Sister A.B. in Proverbs 14? He said, now, you want to do it your way, right? Proverbs chapter 14. Let's see what's going to happen if we do it our way. Proverbs chapter 14. The same thing you see right. Let's look at Proverbs 14. Let's peep at verse number 20. What do we say? Proverbs 14, verse 20.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death.
He said, now the other way, it's right to man or woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to the end of this thing, you're going to be awfully sorry. Yeah. If we do it our way, right? Proverbs 16, verse 25. So maybe let's see if we can get a sack of wisdom. Proverbs 16, verse 25.
Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
And there's a way that seems right to a man or woman, right? Mm-hmm. When you do it your way, it's not my way, right? Yeah. I got something waiting on you, and it's called D-E-A-T-H, right?
Yeah.
Death, right?
Yeah.
Death is waiting right around the corner, right?
Yeah.
Book of Luke chapter 9, Mother Z. 24-26, what do you say? Luke chapter 9, 24-26.
Luke chapter 9, verse 24-26.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whosoever will save his or her life shall lose it.
So you want to do it your way, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you see it your way, I see it my way. But we read the book. I ain't seen it your way or my way. Come on, brother.
Lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever will lose his life for me,
for my sake,
that the same shall save it.
Out of the rich man in Matthew 13 said, what must I do, right? And I might have eternal life. We read that tonight, didn't we? Somebody read that tonight.
That's right.
What must I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 25, come on, mother.
Luke chapter 9, verse 25, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
For what is a man, a woman, advantage? Advantage.
Now, he said, what is the advantage of a man or woman that do what?
If he or she gains the whole world.
Now, you got it working real good. You got this world up under your belt, right? You done gained the whole world. What did Yahweh say about gaining the whole world? Sister A.B. Bibby. What did he say in the book of St. John First John, chapter 5, verse number 19? What did he say about changing the whole world. What did he say about it? In 1 John 5, verse number 19, he says, Amen, be this, see, Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Hereby, we know that.
Yeah. 1 John 5, verse number 19. What about this world here? Yeah. The baby.
And we know that we are of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Yeah, whatever direction you go, you want to go to the higher institution. It's a whole lot of wickedness right there, right? He said the whole world like it wicked. But he said if you gain the whole world, verse 25, Mother Z.
Luke chapter 9, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what is a man advantage?
What is a man or woman's advantage, right?
Right. If he or she gain the whole world
good
and lose his or herself.
Mm-hmm.
Lose his himself or herself.
And be what?
Or
be what?
Be cast away.
Or be what?
Cast away.
Or be cast away, huh? Verse 26, what do you say?
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever shall be ashamed of me,
uh-huh,
and of my word.
So he say, if you're ashamed of my word, that's the same as being ashamed of me. If you're ashamed of me, that's the same as being ashamed of my word, right?
Right. For he or she shall, for he shall the
him or her shall the son of man.
Him or her shall the son of man be ashamed,
mm-hmm,
when he or she shall come in his own
greatness.
Of Galilee, of the Gentiles,
So who is called Gentiles here? Are they called Gentiles? So they call the what now? They're called Gentiles. Okay. All right, so they're called Gentiles. So let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The reason why you see the ABFPB, I want to find out something. Romans 1:16. Mm-hmm. So they was called Gentiles, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Uh-huh. Read the way you see it, and we're going to ask a question about it. Read the way you see it. Read the way a Christian would read that. Yeah.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Uh-huh.
So he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Well, you can use the proper name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead. All right. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
It is the power of
God. Yeah, yeah. I don't want you to go outrageous with it. I'm looking for a couple of names.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The power of God.
Yeah. Everyone that believes. So this is everyone that believes. Yeah. This is the Christian strength. Everyone that believes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Which believe for Yahda. Now they'll say that was no, they'll say these Greek seals are who? What would Christians say these Greek seals? What would they say? Anybody in class can tell you what they'll say about this word Greek? Greek means wipers.
Yeah.
They'll say because this is where the wipers came in at, right? So they were Greeks.
Right.
They're white folks. So this way they bring themselves in of being
proud
right there. Yeah. But how would you get up out of that? That's
yeah.
I mean they're definitely gonna show it ain't no difference between a Jew and a Greek.
Yeah, right.
Right? Okay. Well, let's throw another one in there then. Let's go to ain't no difference between a Jew and a Greek. If you believe in the Most High, that's the word you can use. The Most High, then it's all good.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no different. All we got to do is believe on him and call up him. That's it, right? Yeah. It's no different between Jew and a Greek.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, ABL, let's look at 3 verse 1, or in Galatians. Yes, yeah, 3:1. Yeah.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Yeah, now foolish Galatians. Now Galatians in the Christian eyes is who? No, it's not in their eyes. This is the white folks, it's European.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, foolish Galatians, Paul went teach white folks.
Yeah.
So that's the only doubt it takes.
Yeah,
right.
Right?
So these Galatians. His wife, folks.
But the scripture has
included.
Included all under sin.
Yeah.
That the promise by the covenant of Yahweh the Son might be given to them that believe.
Right. So the promise of the faith of the Most High might be given to them that believe. I'm telling you where they're going, you know. They're going to go. Now they're going to go something with you. Verse 23.
Verse 23. But before faith.
Before what?
Faith.
But before faith.
Come.
No, before faith came.
Before faith came, we were kept under the law.
Well, wait a minute. What is he talking about?
Right.
What is he talking about? Before faith came, we were kept under the law. What is he talking about? Before faith came, they said all you got to do is believe on Christ and you'll be saved.
Yeah.
They said before faith came, we was all kept up under the law. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, class?
Yeah,
let's see what class is. What is he talking about, class? Before faith came, two questions before faith came, we was all shut up under the law.
Hey, yeah, what is it?
No, well, come on, come on, y'all. So remember one day, I'll keep telling you, Yahweh is saying, okay, if I'll put a school out there right now, name these 12 teachers going to go up in there and start teaching, and one 12 going to be back, going to get a little back track. Huh? Now you got people in class, they're going to ask questions. They're going to say, what this mean? We won't give a yeah, yeah, or nay, nay.
Yeah.
But before faith came, who was the faith that came?
That's right.
Who was this read? That's the first thing we'll know. Who is the faith came?
Was that
Yahweh's son? No. See, remember, if you're teaching, you got to have some answers. You got any answers? Before faith came? Before faith came, are you monitoring the teacher to make sure he's teaching right? So who is this faith? The con that came.
That's right.
Huh? Let's run back to Psalms. That's why I say it's so important for the lesson to be always give each other a call before the week and discuss a few things. Just don't just meet up on the Sabbath day, which is a great thing, because y'all probably didn't. But y'all have to talk about a little bit right here and throw it back if you got to call your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Come on in and let me put some precept on you. Give you a couple hours and then he precept you a little bit. Before faith came.
Yeah.
Who was prophesied to come? Okay. Who was prophesied to come in the 40th chapter of Mother D of Israel? Who was prophesied to come that we can read? I noticed last night in the classroom last night, I think the mind was really thinking because it wasn't based upon just popping on verses. I need to think some last night. You got to think some too. I mean, you got to watch and make sure you're thinking. Just not just reading a bunch of verses. Now, what are you talking about before faith came? We're going back to Psalm 40 and look at what, and get an idea of seeing exactly what we're talking about in verse 6.
Verse 6.
Yes.
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire.
Right, so otherwise sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
My ears and thou opened.
So now you open my ears up.
Burnt offering. And sin offering.
And sin offering.
As thou not required.
And you didn't want to be doing that, period, but you know. It was the law, if you didn't do it, the man was going to kill you. So what happened next in verse 7?
Then said I. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
Oh, so I come in the volume of the book. Was the book he only had when he came, and this right here is before you even get your master piece on the book that this guy got.
Yeah.
Is Malachi back to so he's saying from Malachi back to Genesis, I'm in the volume of that book. Ain't that something? You that man just said? So in the volume of the book, when you read Malachi back to Genesis, he said, I'm all up in there. That's how he said right here.
Yeah.
I'm in the volume of this book.
That's right.
He says, I'm in the back, and it's what? And it is what? Oh, I can't get nothing now. I can't get nothing. Yeah, now I'm in verse 7 now. He said, I come in the Bible, the book is what?
It is written
or what?
Of me.
This man saying? Who can expound on that? What do you mean by in the Bible, the book that's written of me?
Yeah.
Who in class can expound on that? In the volume of the book is written of me. He said, in the volume of the book is written of me. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What is he talking about? He said, in the volume of the book is written on me.
Yeah.
Where is the volume of the book at? It's written of him.
In the book is written of
him. Where in the book?
In the first five, in the Torah instruction.
Huh?
From Malachi back to Genesis.
Oh, okay, all right. So he said from Malachi to Genesis. Is y'all hearing that? Come in, make somebody come in. Somebody, they'll come in and crash, and they're gonna take you down. If you don't understand what's going on, he says in verse 7, Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written on me. Is that what he said? Okay, let's go to St. John 5:43, hey Bill. St. John. Read verse 39 first. But let's see what the line up with right here. St. John 5:39. Yes. You ain't read St. John 5:39. Now call your verse out.
John 5:39.
Yes. Yeah.
And they are.
Now, what scripture testifying to him?
Mm.
What can we know? No. What scripture he just said is written of him?
Mm.
The number one answer is what scripture is written of him? Somebody just said it a minute ago. We just said it a minute ago.
Right.
What scripture is written of him? Y'all, we just heard it say it a minute ago. From Malachi back to Genesis. Number one answer is what again, mother?
From Malachi back to Genesis.
Excellent. That's the number one answer. From Malachi back to Genesis. That's what's written up in. Now, mother, see, now we can bring in that stuff that you're talking about after that one out the way. Now we're going to the 24th chapter, mother, see, and now we'll get a second witness from Malachi back to Genesis. And all that's in Malachi back to Genesis will be in Luke, chapter 24, verse what? 44, right? Now we can bring that verse in, mother. Now we can bring in Moses. Now we can bring it in. But we have to get what he's saying. He said everything you read from Malachi back to Genesis is talking about him.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying? Now, Moses, you can bring your verse in. Now, you can bring it in the 44th chapter. You got no problem bringing in the 24th chapter. Round by verse number 44. Now you can bring it in.
Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
Yeah. Yes.
44. And he said unto them,
yes.
Look, these are the words which I spoke unto you,
yes.
While I was yet with you,
right.
That all things must be fulfilled.
Okay. Well.
Which were written in the Torah instruction of Moses.
What book is that? What's the Torah instruction of Moses?
Yeah.
A little bit louder?
First Bible.
And then he gonna throw some messages in, whatever he say.
And in the seal and in the psalm concerning me.
Now what book is that? After you pass the first five books, you run into what? Oh, that poem right there, and go back over and see exactly what we talking about over here in verse 25. Same book, verse 25. 25 and 27.
In the same book?
That's right. 24, verse 25 and 27.
And beginning at Moses.
No, verse 25.
24,
verse 25 and 27.
Verse 25 and 27.
Then he said unto them, yes. O foolish and slow of mind,
to believe all that the seer has spoken.
Yeah, the seer has spoken,
right?
Right. Then he said, tell you something,
verse 27. And beginning at Moses.
Now, what do you mean by beginning at Moses? What's that? Say it again.
First five books.
First five books.
And all the seals.
Now, when? What part is that? No. We in something else. No. Now we got the first five books out the way, right? What's next? First five books and what? What's that? Basically everything after the first five books. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
How about that? Everything after the first five books. I'm saying that. No, they brought Moses in, right? And we know Moses is the author of what? So they give Moses all that credit alone by himself, right? And all of the seals. So now, and all the seals, they came after Moses, didn't they? But Moses wasn't called a seal. He was called a what? A Yahweh. Right? So you can start grabbing just after the first five books, right? Right? After the first five books. Right. You can get in around that part. All up to Malachi, right? Right? I'm telling you now, we're trying to get you ready because they're going to, I'm telling you, the gate's going to be open now, and they're going to come in, and they're going to jump you, and they're going to say some things. That's why you have to give them a pass. On a yay, yay, or nay, nay, but you got to be there now, show another direction now.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when Rebecca.
Yep,
Rebecca. Yep, Rebecca. When she went to the seer, right? Did they go to the seer back then?
No. Who you calling when she went back to who?
This. Did Rebecca?
She went back to Shem. Mm-hmm. She went back to Abraham. Mm-hmm. And she went back to Elam. Now
we can. That's
what before. But you got to be really stepping to put them in there now, because somebody can jump you on that now. Because they didn't bring that word in at that time. But you can bring it in. But you better have something to work with now. So now, but back here in verse 27, you got 2-4 here. Moses' first 5 books and all the apostles come out all the rest of these guys. Moses was what, according to 7 verse 1? What was Moses? According to 7 verse 1. What was Moses? Yeah, 7 1. What was Moses? What was Moses according to 7 verse 1? Where did Yahweh say Moses was?
Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a Yahweh.
So Moses made what? So Moses made Yahweh. That was Moses made. Moses, so his first 5 books, Moses was considered in the eyes of the children of Israel by the hand of Yahweh to be who? Now, all the rest of them, you put that on them, all the rest of them. But Moses was made a Yahweh. Aaron was made to seal at that time. But Aaron wasn't getting no message to him until Moses brought it to him. Yahweh ain't pulled him to the side and told him, Jack. All came to Moses. Right. So now, this class is about over in a few more minutes, so we go ahead and make them. I ain't gonna let you. Let's turn to 1 Peter there, Mother D.F. Israel, look at 3:18. Now, what we just got to read earlier about the Jew and the Greek. Now, Peter made a statement in 3:18, and what did he say? James, I'm James. Not walking in vain once he knows that you prepared to hold down. It's like somebody saying, I want to drive the airplane. So first of all, why don't you get on a tricycle first? Get that out the way first. Why you want to go airplane first?
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
Now, look what he's saying here.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
Now, remember what you read in 1:16. What Peter's saying.
1 Peter 3:18.
For Yahweh the Son also had
one suffered for sin,
and
just for the unjust.
So you got 2 groups of people right there, right? Mm-hmm. And what do they call these people that's there? Now, what are you talking about now? What is Peter talking about? What is Peter talking about? He said, he's talking about unjust and a jet. Who is unjust? Who is jet? What are you talking about? No, what is he talking about? Who was the jet? Who was the unjust? Okay. Well, we'll leave that on today and make you compound on that one. Now let's go to Acts and show you something that in Acts 21, but you got to read like you see it, but I'm giving you a breakdown. Remember when we read the Gentile was called who? No, who was the Gentile called again when we read that verse? The devil from what? Where they was from? What about Judah? Has Judah ever been called Gentile? Yeah. What about Judah, Benjamin, Levi? Had they been called Gentiles? What about them? What about Judah, Benjamin, Levi? What did they call? Had they ever been called Gentiles? Let's go to Acts 21 then. This will be the last. Let's just compound on all this good stuff. We go to Acts 21 and pick up a bit, but you ought to read like you see it because we're going to get a point. Remember, you've been taught plainly that Northern Kingdom was called Gentiles, right? Okay, good. Let's see if anybody else called Gentiles so we can read. And let's see who will catch it once it's read. But you got to read exactly where you see it to see if anybody else called Gentiles. Acts 21, pick up verse 19. But you got to read the way you say it, but you catch something. 21, verse 19. Yeah, he saluted them. Okay, now among the Gentiles, among his ministry, right? Good. Yeah.
And when they heard it,
Wait a minute. No, man, that's my point. Right, man. I mean, go back and read it again. In verse 19. Yeah.
And when he had saluted them.
We had 21:19. When he had saluted them in 21:19. Particularly. Yeah. He was talking to them, saying how he had wrought among the Gentiles of his ministry, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And when they heard it, they marveled exceedingly at
And they are what?
Are zealous.
Who is he saying this to? That's the word I'm saying. What is he saying in verse 20? It's gonna be pretty deep because all the good stuff that was in there, and we'll put that to the side. And on that note, over the brother Yahda Israel, our elder for the close.
All right, brother Yahda 7 day is officially in the books, right? The bottom fire, right? We gonna get ready to close this one up. Bring in Mother E.
Deliver my soul, O Yahweh, from lying here and from a deceitful tongue. Verse 3. What shall be given unto them, or what shall be done unto you? Thou false tongue. Verse 4. Sharp errors of the mighty will cause the jaw verse 5. Woe is me that I sojourn in Micah, that I dwell in the tent of Keith.